Welcome to Beta Finch, your AI-powered earnings breakdown. Today we're digging into McDonald's second quarter 2026 results, and there's a lot to unpack, some real strategic news alongside a leadership change. Before we get into it, quick note, this podcast is AI-generated content for educational and entertainment purposes only. Nothing we discuss should be considered investment advice. Always do your own research and consult a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
Yeah, and this one's juicy, Alex, because it's not the usual everything's great call. McDonald's actually came out and said, in Chris Kempczinski's words, we don't have a strategy problem. We simply didn't execute.
Right, so let's start with the numbers. System-wide sales grew 4% in constant currency, global comparable sales up 1.3%. Adjusted EPS came in at $3.38, up 5% on a constant currency basis. Solid, but not spectacular.
And the real story is the U.S. Comp sales grew just 0.8% in the quarter, which was below expectations. International actually carried the day here, with IOM up 1.5%, and the international developmental license markets up 1.9%, led by Japan posting its 10th straight quarter of positive guest counts.
So, what actually went wrong in the U.S.? CFO Ian Borden broke it into pieces. They launched this new, everyday affordable price menu, 10 items under $3, in late April, but execution was spotty. Only about 60 to 65% of restaurants actually followed the recommended pricing.
And here's the kicker. To fund that value push, they pulled back on digital offers and killed the buy one, add one for a dollar promotion, which apparently really annoyed their most loyal, high-frequency customers. Kempczinski flat out called it a bad trade.
Management said that alone accounted for about two-thirds of the traffic miss. The rest came down to their FIFA-themed marketing campaign in June underperforming expectations.
There was also this operational overload problem. Chris painted a great picture of it, basically saying, put yourself in a restaurant manager's shoes. You've got K-pop Demon Hunters merchandise going up, then 3 weeks later you're flipping the value menu. Then a brand new beverage platform launches, then FIFA. Crew members are getting whiplash. Service times went up, satisfaction scores went down.
It's a good reminder that even a company with McDonald's scale and marketing muscle can trip over its own to-do list. Too much new at once. Poorly sequenced.
Right. And it bled into July, too. Borden mentioned U.S. comps were actually slightly negative to start third quarter. So this isn't fully behind them yet.
Now here's where it gets interesting. There's a leadership shakeup. Skye Anderson, previously COO of McDonald's USA, is stepping in as the new president of McDonald's US, effective immediately. Joe Olinger, who ran the U.S. business for nearly 7 years, is leaving the company.
Chris was pretty deliberate about framing this as a planned transition, not a panic move. He name-checked Anderson's 26-year track record, including a stint leading the U.S. West Zone, where she drove over 30% comp sales growth. But the timing, right after a rough quarter, is obviously going to raise eyebrows.
On the brighter side, beverages. McDonald's launched a new beverage platform in the U.S., Canada, and Germany in May, and early results are beating expectations. Higher checks, strong food attachment, and more than half the traffic is coming after the lunch rush, which is exactly the low-volume window they want to fill.
They're also leaning into Red Bull Energizers rolling out in the U.S. soon, and Australia just launched the platform in mid-July. This seems like a legitimate bright spot amid the U.S. turbulence.
And looking further out, there's McDonald's Next, a new growth strategy Chris previewed, built around better food quality, deeper fan engagement, and simplifying restaurant operations. They're even planning a massive retraining program for over 2 million crew members and partners, kicking off October 5th, which is Ray Kroc's birthday, fittingly.
One number that caught my attention. They pushed back their goal of reaching 50,000 restaurants globally from the end of 2027 to 2028. Ian Borden cited cumulative inflation on development costs and a more pressured consumer environment. Still an aggressive growth pace historically, just a slight recalibration.
So Jordan, stepping back, how do you read this quarter overall?
I call it a credibility test quarter. Management is being unusually direct about a self-inflicted stumble. The value menu rollout and pulling loyalty offers at the same time was a clear misstep, and they owned it rather than blaming the macro environment. International performance shows the underlying playbook still works when executed well, which is reassuring.
The real question for investors is whether the fixes, bringing back digital offers, reallocating marketing dollars, tightening the promotional calendar, and now new U.S. leadership, actually show up in the numbers by the back half of the year. Management themselves said don't expect much change in third quarter, with a fuller recovery targeted for 2027.
And investors won't have to wait too long for more detail. McDonald's Investor Day is set for September 23rd in Chicago, where they'll lay out the full McDonald's Next strategy and more on refranchising and G&A plans.
That's going to be a big one to watch. Before we wrap up, an important reminder from Jordan.
Everything discussed is AI-generated analysis for educational purposes. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. Please do your own due diligence.
So keep an eye on U.S. traffic trends heading into the back half of the year and mark your calendars for that September Investor Day. It should tell us a lot about whether this execution stumble is a blip or something more structural.
Thanks for tuning in to Beta Finch. We'll catch you next time as more earnings roll in.
Until then, take care, and we'll see you on the next one.